From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Residents of Baghdad ventured tentatively back onto the streets today. The government lifted a near-total curfew imposed after last week's surge in sectarian violence. And there was more violence today, including a mortar attack on an oil facility north of the capital. All this comes as Iraqi President Jalal Talabani was in Iran today to meet with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Baghdad, where she says the mood was tense as the curfew was lifted.
For most of the day, the streets were very empty. People were afraid to go out too far from their neighborhoods. The only real traffic out there was people lining up at gas stations just to collect more petrol. People that we spoke to were actually quite afraid of going anywhere in cars in case they ran across these fake checkpoints run by Sunni and Shiite death squads. You know, people would just stop and check their IDs and kill them just on the basis of their ID cards. You know, despite the relative calm, there was violence. We had mortars in East Baghdad that killed at least three people, and armed groups attacked police in northwest Baghdad, and at least two police were killed in that incident. And the morgue also reported receiving 64 bodies today.
Is there a sense that with last week's bloodshed, the sectarian conflict has reached a new level?
Definitely. We spoke to some Iraqis just in downtown Baghdad today, and some said they were just bracing for the worst now. We found one store who was actually stocking up on AK-47s, you know, just in case. The last time things were this tense was when the Shiite mosque in Samarra was damaged in February, and that set off this wave of sectarian killings that we're still seeing today. Since then, the Sunni and the Shiite enclaves have been firmly established in the city, and the sectarian violence that happens every day, it really feels like just all bets are off. You know, people have no more faith in their government. People don't rely on the police. They rely on their neighborhood militias to protect them. You know, one of the wildest rumors we heard while under curfew was that police in Sadr City were handing out police and army uniforms to Mahdi Army, which is the Shiite militia loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. And you can just imagine how people would react to something like that, especially given all of the mass killings that are, you know, supposedly carried out by these men in police uniforms.
Jamie, you noted that the Sunnis and the Shiites have retreated to their enclaves, but what about in those areas where the Sunnis and the Shiites lived side by side? What's happening in those areas?
Those are really the most turbulent parts of the capital. These are the places where there are just tit-for-tat killings. They're the ones who are most exposed to the mortar attacks, and they're leaving because they have no other choice now. There's nowhere for them to go.
We mentioned that mortar attack on the oil facility near the northern city of Kirkuk. Jamie, what do you know about that, and how important is that oil facility?
We know that several mortars were fired at this oil facility in Beji. It's the largest in the country, and we've received information from the U.S. military that the fire has been contained. But as a result, they've shut down the flow of the oil from the oil field. We know that in spite of sitting on some of the world's largest proven oil reserves, Iraq has a fuel problem. It has to spend about $500,000 every month to import fuel because it doesn't have enough refineries like this one that's just been targeted. And there have been many problems with the northern oil facility. The pipeline itself has been blown up so many times that the government's just given up trying to repair it, and instead the oil gets shipped out in trucks. So basically, if this refinery is shut down, it's going to put pressure on the local Baghdad refinery. And if they don't get production going again in Beji, then the reserves in the Baghdad refinery are going to run low. That leads to a shortage, another fuel crisis, another price hike.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Jamie Terabay speaking to us from Baghdad.